Something happened last night. I'm not sure how to explain it. He didn't rape me. He definitely didn't rape me. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if... It wasn't rape, because I think I wanted it. But it wasn't... I don't know what it was. I know I was an idiot. After 9 pints, and yes, I know I can drink a lot for a girl, my judgment was a little impaired. At the start of the night, I'd even asked my friends to keep me away from him and his wandering hands. Sex Pest. His nickname. Half affectionate and half serious. I even rescued the new girl from his clutches a few hours back. So I was an idiot, because I found myself alone with him. It was late. Or very early, depending on how you look at it. And he told me he was coming to my room for coffee. There was no question in it. It was a promise. Or a threat. In the lift, he promised not to rape me. Those were his words. I won't rape you. It's like he knew where the night was going. I felt... I knew I was his prey tonight. He lunged for a kiss before we even got to my room. I dodged. My beer-addled brain unable to calculate an escape route. So when we got to my room, he strode in. Just like that. He lunged for me again. He wrapped me around the middle and cuddled me. He's like a teddy bear and cuddles the world, and I know there's no menace in that gesture. I wasn't scared. But I know he doesn't understand the word no. So he cuddled me, pulled me to the bed, and cuddled me some more. And it was nice. I could handle that. But moments later, he pinned me down. His lips came towards me, and I realised I had nowhere to go. Nowhere to escape. I gave in a little. It was easier to kiss him back than to fight, and his breath was warm, a little smoky. My brain raced and raced with questions. What was I doing? How do I make this stop? Why is he such a good kisser? And one other word on repeat. No. What was I doing? No. He was psychic, sensing my unease. He told me he just wanted to hold me. He just wanted to kiss me and to hold me to him. Well, no, he told me he wanted to fuck me and take whatever I'd let him have, but he'd settle for just holding me. And for maybe half an hour, we kissed, and he traced the curves of my body through my dress. And once again, my booze-addled brain called it acceptable. He told me he was going to stay the night. He would stay in the same bed, fully clothed. He wouldn't touch me, not unless I wanted him to, but he wouldn't touch me. And I didn't want him to, and I didn't want to be alone, so we crawled beneath the covers. He kissed me more firmly this time, half on top of me, arms desperately pulling me to him, and I felt wanted. I could feel his stiff erection against my leg, so stiff, like a wooden post, and I was aroused. I felt my legs becoming damp with moisture. His hands were everywhere, skimming my curves, distorting my dress. I really felt wanted. So, I wasn't really that surprised when he pulled his own clothes off. I wasn't surprised that he was getting more insistent. He whispered in my ear how he'd dreamt of fucking me, of coming in my gorgeous pussy, those were his words, or splattering my amazing, magnificent boobs and face with his cum. And his hands were on the zip of my dress, and I panicked, so he stopped. And he tried again. My body was rigid. Please, he begged. Let me feel your skin against mine. I won't rape you. I would never rape you. And I was so confused and stupid. I climbed out of my dress. I was naked, and I climbed back into the bed with him. I suppose that must translate as consent, but in that moment it still wasn't going to happen. I was just going to cuddle and sleep with the reassurance of a warm body next to me. He sighed a sigh of satisfaction. He cupped my breast and sucked on a nipple, and I drew a sharp, deep breath. And the words that came out of my mouth were so stupid. Tell me what you want from me. But of course, I think he heard, do what you want to do to me. And then he was there, between my legs, sliding his wooden shaft into an unexpectedly wet pussy. I've never felt so surprised. It was such a big surprise. And he fucked me, driving his stiff, stubby, circumcised cock into me again and again and again. And his lips were on my neck, and his hands all over my boobs, his face buried in my neck, and he grunted. My first vocal partner. He grunted, he fucked me, and his noises were so guttural and honest, and he was loving it. I can't recollect all his words. But I know he told me that this was always going to have happened. He and I had been destined to fuck. It was always going to happen. Preordained, if you might. I didn't come. I imagine probably because I was drunk, but who knows? Maybe it was the unanticipated nature of his pounce. It shouldn't have happened, but it did.